James Ellsworth cannot have been watching Memphis Wrestling television for the last, what, month, 2 months? He can't have done, because he's coming into Memphis this week. And he's expecting that Ellsworth Enterprises, which was him and Matt Wilkinson, what was his name, and Gaston are still his two compatriots in the Ellsworth Enterprises. So he's surprised when he rings both those two numbers and Nix's number, although I don't think Nix was ever a... Was she a member of Ellsworth Enterprises? Don't remember her being, maybe I'm wrong. And none of them answer, because they're all talking about how good they are, and they are pretty good at the moment, and none of them answer the phone. So he's left at the airport and has to make his own way there. This is Memphis Wrestling, and my favourite promotion of last year, and it's still looking pretty good this year. He turns up and expects that Gaston and Matt and Nix will still be in his corner. Now, Nix has to tell him that, well, you weren't around, because he wasn't. We've not heard from him, have we? And you really do need to continue your relationships, don't you, with other people when you really do need to. You can't just leave them, because they'll find someone else, won't they? And that's what Gaston and Matt, Wilkinson, did. And they won the tag team championships. So it's the Nix Network, isn't it? The Nix Network. It has a ring to it. The Nix Network. And he's shocked. Absolutely shocked. When he finds that they've cast him aside. Kicked him to the curb. But he's going to get some very interesting compatriots. And what Memphis Wrestling are trying this week with James Ellsworth, the hated James Ellsworth, is they're trying to turn him face. I mean, it's a big move, Dustin Starr. It really is. Come with me to find out how it did turn out. First of all, we've got Michael. I was worried about him the other week because he's been working with King Cobra while King Cobra's been off. After being spiked by one of the posse, Simon, and not really showing any kind of after effects of that. So he's been the matchmaker. And Cobra's coming back, and I thought, I wonder if Michael will be kicked to the curb like James Ellsworth. But no, Cobra's back. And what Michael says is, he's still the second string matchmaker, but he says, I've decided to bring back the Cobra Cup, and it's going to start tonight. And Cobra doesn't say, just a minute, aren't I the matchmaker? Listen, son, sit down here, sonny boy, and let me tell you the way it works. I make the rules here, not you. He just laughs. Ha ha, that's great. Hang on. No, mate, look. You need to exert your authority. Tell him he can't do the Cobra Cup. Tell him it won't start this week. It'll start next week. That'll make Dustin Starr think, oh, well, we've got some matches lined up. So they will be starting the Cobra Cup this week because they have matches lined up. Fair enough. And the first of those matches will be the returning Zay Washington. This is the first round of the Cobra Cup. Versus, let's see who I've got. Mike Anthony. Oh, that's me finished then. Well, Zay does a good, because he's a great wrestler, does a good job, but Mike Anthony is extraordinary. My favourite wrestler from last year, and the work he does outside the ring, and the level that he's working at in a different way to other people, in my view. And he allows Zay to get some offence in, which is great, because he's very good like that. Zay gets some chops in. Mike Anthony bails. Zay follows him out with some chops and an enziguri. He holds him, does Mike Anthony, as they come off the top. Now, I think he wanted to turn it into a spine buster. Somebody lost control of it. It might have been Mike. It might not have been. It might have been over rotation. They fall to the mat. Mike immediately turns that into a choke. That is quality wrestling. He knows exactly what he's doing. It's great, actually. Then there's a Zay Washington, huge power bomb. I mean, he's the smaller man, but in stature. But he hits that so well. No wonder they give us a slow motion replay. That's what I'm looking for. Slow motion replay. Slow motion replay. Yeah, they didn't release that version of the song, and I think I know why. He gets a long two count for that. Then he gets a cross body, but Mike Anthony loves this. Rolls through, gets the choke. Washington is out. It was short, it was sweet, and Mike Anthony doesn't half delight and bathe in those "you suck" chants. Having a great time, and why not? Now, here's Jimmy Blaylock and Van Viskius. Can I just say, what's happened to the petition? Wasn't there a petition to get them out of Memphis? I mean, is that petition gathering dust on someone's desk? Has it gone to dust down and he's got too much to do and he can't look at... What's happening with the petition, Dustin? Do tell me. Come back to me and tell me. I know you listen to this, which is lovely of you, and thank you so much. But what's happened to the petition? Anyway, he's not happy because Van Viskius is not in the Cobra Cup. I'd be angry as well. Van Viskius reminds him, you're Jimmy Blaylock, I'm Van Viskius. Just in case they'd forgotten. And they're going to have to mix things up and make a statement about this. I don't know if the statement is going to be, I'm very angry not to be in the Cobra Cup. It's really affected my self-esteem. And I did ask Dustin Starr if I could be in the Cobra Cup, and Michael, and King Cobra, and they've ignored me. Could be a statement like that, or they could be beating somebody up. My money's on the latter. Now, somebody else who's not happy, the Last Savages. They're going to do whatever it takes to get to the top as well. Blimey. Everyone's going to do whatever it takes. Next, we've got a fatal three-way. No, a triple threat, which is the Twins of Salem, Jackson and Abel. Jackson Crowley, Abel Booker, versus the LA Hustlers, versus Steel Cross. Now, Steel Cross were in EPW, and now they're in Memphis, and I liked them in both places. They were champions at EPW, which is just in Mississippi, with all the M's, the I's, the S's, the P's. I think that's it, isn't it? Yeah. Now, Jackson gets that lovely sling blade, but Bradley from the LA Hustlers, the big dude, double clothesline, Alex Cross, missile dropkick off the top on loads of them. And then they hit a magic killer to Steel Cross for the pin. I was shocked. I didn't think that Steel Cross would win this. I didn't think they were in that kind of favour yet, but clearly they are. It was fast. They suddenly won. It was surprising. And for Memphis Wrestling still to surprise me, when I watch so much and I'm such a jaded hack, is brilliant. Now, they're trying to turn him face. I told you that before, didn't I? The face. And the way they've done it is to get Ray Ray Sanders, and DDT, who's magically, well, not magically, she's been on crutches for a while, but she seems to be much better now, to help him in a three-way against the Knicks Network later on. And they will do this. Before we get there, we've got Righteous Ryan versus Kay Tuma. Right. Yeah, the thing is, if you're putting your trust in Reverend Ash Taylor, the Ash Hole, as the fans like to call him, I do like that. That's fabulous. Then, really, you put your trust in him. You believe in him. It's the right way. It's the righteous path. Maybe you should be saying, could you not find me someone who's near my same weight and style? He has a go, though, does Righteous Ryan. Oh, actually, it's in the Cobra Cup, this. So they've been bracketed, haven't they? But, Ash Taylor could have petitioned someone to say, well, really, it's not ideal. But Righteous Ryan thinks he can win this, I suspect. Because he's got Bruce distracting him for him anyway. He hits a chop block earlier on from that. Gets a DDT. It's a one count. Very quickly, Tuma hits a huge spinning kick. The ref checks. Righteous Ryan is out for the count. And here comes Mike. Mike Anthony. With a big stare and a really ironic clap. I mean, the clap was dripping with irony. It's so good. Security come out just as a precaution. I love it. Just in case it kicks off. It doesn't, but just in case it does. Security, right? It's like, whenever those two are in the same room, make sure security... He's out! He's out! And Kay Tuma's there as well! Quick, get down there! Now, Barnabas, the leader, or, if you like, the pleader, because he was, asks two trainees to fight Maurice the Strong and throw him over the top rope. They can't, and Maurice, in fact, dispatches them over the top rope, which allows Barnabas to tell us that in the Battle Royal at Super Bout 3, which is their third anniversary show. God, 3 years. Is it really 3 years, Dustin? Have I really been watching this remade Memphis Wrestling for 3 years? I have, and it's been lovely. He wants Maurice to be the one to win that, and possibly he could, because he had a very good showing in the Grand City Rumble. Yes. Now, here's your main event. It's that triple threat tag, where Ellsworth is going to become a face. And he is, actually. Ray Ray gets a off the top Hurricane Rana and a hip toss. A hip toss for a long two count. He gets a long two count from a hip toss. Now, Nyx gets in Ellsworth's face and he hits her. I can't get used to this sort of thing. However, you know, it's in wrestling now. And that's... it's accepted, and Nyx has, you know, it's beautifully done. So Nyx has got no issue with that or problems from it. And in fact, she and DDT, Diana Taylor, are going to fight because they hate each other. And before that, we get a Matt Buckle bomb, which is lovely. And then a three-person pick-up and dump of Ray. They pick him up and just dump him on the mat. They get a long two count for that. After they get the fight, Ellsworth hits no chin music, oh ho ho, and then but Matt, when the ref is distracted, gets a low blow and a pin to Ellsworth. He's become a face. Maybe he'll come back. It's interesting to see. And Memphis Wrestling was really rather good. There's nothing in the last few episodes that made me think, oh my God, that didn't just happen, did it? But it's still fantastic. It's still family fun. And if even when you are giving us episodes that don't have massive nodal points or events, if you can make them fantastic, you're onto to a winner, aren't you? And I know that Memphis Wrestling really are. Ta-ta.